Good day and welcome to the Cegedim conference call regarding 2013 Q2 revenue. Please note that the slideshow of the presentation is available on the Cegedim Finance homepage, http://www.cegedim.com/finance. Today's conference is being recorded and will be available on the company website. This presentation will be followed by a Q&A session. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Jan-Erik Umiastowski, Cegedim Chief Investment Officer and Head of Investor Relations. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us. We issued a press release a few minutes ago regarding our 2013 second quarter revenue. Please note that we'll release the full P&L and balance sheet for the second quarter on September 19 after market close. So this is just a call related to the revenue of the second quarter. Following a quick business update, we'll have a review of the financial situation and then we'll have a Q&A session. Before starting, I would like to remind you that this presentation and conference call include some forward-looking statements, so please read carefully the page 2 of this presentation. Turning on page 3 now of the presentation, you see that the market cap is still 336 million euro of market cap at end of yesterday. Today is something quite stable, so no big changes. Turning on page 4, so half year 2013 key takeaways. So following a quite resilient Q1 revenue, we have an unexpected fall in revenue in Q2. And particularly in the month of June, and mostly this is order intake postponed on CRM, strategic data, and healthcare professional. So globally, our revenue fell by 2.8% on a like-for-like basis for the first half of this year. So we have a decrease of revenue at CRM and strategic data, stable revenue at healthcare professional, and an increase of revenue in insurance and services, and this leads to the decrease of 2.8%. And the main reason for this decrease in the second quarter, and especially in June, is an intake postponed until later this year. So we are quite confident this is just a postpone on some revenue, so we'll see some growth on this three sector in the second half of this year, and I will come later on this. Our innovation continue, we'll release new product September this year, also in November and December. We still have the positive impact from our performance improvement plan. We continue to contain our cost, so we are very careful on our cost to give priority to increase of margin and on debt reduction. So the target of maintaining a 50 basis point improvement of operating margin is maintained for the full year. Even in the first half of this year, you will see some decrease of EBITDA, but this will be compensated by an increase in second half. And I will explain why in a few minutes. So turning on page 5, you see that the Q1 revenue was quite flat, an organic growth of 0.1%, and we have a decrease of 5.4% in the second quarter. This leads to a decrease for the first 6 months of 2.8%. Some acquisition done in July last year of Ispeline and a disposal done in April 2012 of PharmaPost lead to a small impact of structure of 0.4% and a negative currency impact of 1.1%, mainly from the Japanese currency, a little from the pound, and very few small impact from the US dollar. So this lead to a global reported change in revenue of minus 3.5% for the first half year of this year. This was 0.6 in the first quarter and minus 6.2 in the second quarter on a reported basis. So this lead to 437.2 million euro of revenue. The first sector, CRM and strategic data, represents still 49% of revenue, one-third is healthcare professional, and 80% insurance services. And 57% of our revenue are done in France in the first 6 months of this year. Turning on page 6, so division by division, this minus 2.8% on organic growth came from a decrease of 7% for the first 6 months from CRM and strategic data, and the 7% is led by a decrease of 10.6% on organic growth in the second quarter. So this big decrease of more than 10% in CRM and strategic data, it's coming from the June figures, and this is really related to a postponement of order intake related to market research. I will come on this in a few minutes. Second sector, healthcare professional, we are quite flat, and we are flat because we have seen a decrease of 3% in revenue in the second quarter, and this is still due to a postponement of some order on software for doctors in France, but we'll see a recovery already in July and August. Insurance services, still growing very fast, plus 7.4% in Q2. This lead to an increase on the first 6 months by 5.6% on the first 6 months of this year. So all this together lead to a decrease of 2.8%. And the decrease of revenue in CRM, strategic data and healthcare professional, it's really a postpone on order intake of this division. And we are very confident that in the second half of this year, you will see a clear rebound of revenue on these two sectors, and will continue to see a strong growth from insurance and services. So turning on page 7, CRM and strategic data. So you clearly see that we've been at minus 3% in Q1 on organic growth, and Q2 we have a decrease of 10.6%. This leads to a decrease of 7%. The structural impact is minus 0.8%. It's coming from the disposal of PharmaPost, and a currency impact of minus 1.7%. This leads to a reported decrease of 9.5% for the first half of this year. What happened? I would say first that the impact of the changing pharmaceutical company business model, that means less medical reps, more competition from generic, it's continuing. So we have a small decrease in number of medical reps. This is compensated by an increase from our one key database. So really we see a shift from a little less of CRM but more data. So people are really buying more data from us. On the database, it's really a strong increase of revenue coming from the one key database. Emerging countries continue to increase, and particularly in China and Russia. What have changed compared to those to the first quarter is really that we have seen seasonal changes in order intake from market studies. So now we're seeing that market studies, we're selling roughly nothing in the first half of this year, and we're selling more in the second half. And we already have some confirmation that we'll see a strong recovery in terms of revenue related to market research. Of course, when we have a decrease of 9.5% on revenue or 7% on organic growth from this division, this has an impact on the EBITDA of this division. Part of this impact will be smaller than the decrease of revenue because we have this performance improvement plan already implemented. And the second thing is that we'll see a recovery in second half because we'll have more revenue coming from market studies. So we are very confident that the second half will see an increase of revenue for this division combined by an increase of EBITDA in the second half of this year. Turning on page 8 on healthcare professional. So we are flat on organic growth, 0.1% minus. So this is a 3.3% increase in first quarter, a decrease of 3% in second quarter, and this is really due to the postponement of some software orders, especially in France, and in May and June. So we already have seen some recovery in July on revenue for healthcare professional. So we'll still expect to see a growth of 5% for the full year 2013 on this division. So it's just a shift between the first half and the second half. And again, of course, if we are flat just on this, you will see a small impact on EBITDA of this division. But software for doctor in UK is still growing quite fast, and surgery is still growing also. So this is why we expect really on this division for the second half to see to meet our target of a 5% increase of revenue on this division. Structured, so 2.5% is coming from the acquisition of ISP Line done in July last year, and a small impact from currency, 0.8% is coming from the pounds mainly. So this leads to a reported increase of 1.7%. Turning on page 9, on insurance services. So organic growth, we've been at 3.9 in the first quarter, we're at 7.4 in the second one. You're seeing that the impact of the fact that we have signed some contract in Q1 are already some impact in the second quarter, so we're growing by 5.6% on organic growth on this division in the first half of this year. No acquisition, no disposal in the sector, or roughly no impact from the currency. So this means to a reported growth of 5.6%. We have signed a contract with a major health insurance company for the farmers in France, the Mutualité Sociale Agricole. This is a big contract that will have some impact next year on our revenue, so the growth will continue. We continue to see growth from the electronic reimbursement system, and we still have growth at CGD Messerage. This is solution for human resource management and from our electronic invoicing system, e-business. So when we're looking at this growth of 5.6%, we are very confident to see a growth of more than 5% for the full year. So the second half of this year, you will see also growth of around 5% of this division. So this turning on page 10, we maintain our target of a margin improvement for 2013. However, we change our revenue forecast. So we have expected a 2% growth regarding revenue from the first quarter, even if we think that most of this is just a postponement of revenue for the second half. We think it's more safe to say that revenue will be stable in 2013 compared to 2012. So now we expect a decrease of around 5% at CRM and Strategic Data Division, and still a growth of around 5% for Healthcare Professionals and Insurance and Services Division. So this leads to see a stable revenue for this year. But we still maintain an increase of 50 basis points on the operating margin from continuing operation. So really our EBIT margin will increase by 50 basis points. And this is mostly because on the first sector we'll just have a postpone on market research. And we also have the positive impact from our cost-cutting measure implemented in 2011-2012. The second division, Healthcare Professional, will also have a postpone of some order from software for doctors in France, so we'll see a recovery, and we already have seen some recovery in July, so we're confident to see a good margin and an increase of revenue, and insurance services is still growing and will continue to grow, a small increase of margin in the second half of this year. On page 11, we continue to focus on increasing profitability of the company, even if we have small accident in the first half of this year. This accident is related just to the postponement of some orders, and we still have a target of leverage of 2x in midterm. Due to the fact that we release new products, that we still have more and more demand for software for doctors in France and in UK, US may recover. Insurance services, we still have more and more need for electronic reimbursement system, and our e-business electronic invoicing and solution for human resource management is also growing at double-digit figures. And on the first sector, we release new product. We expect to continue to see growth in China and Russia and Brazil for our CRM and database business, and the database business continue to grow, and we'll have the positive impact from the compliance implementation in France. So all this taken together, you will see impact on profit on September 19 for the first half of this year. So the EBITDA will be down compared to last year for the first half, but you will see recover by the end of the year. And you will see this improvement of 50 basis points, and we'll also release on September 19 a complete report on the second quarter figures. On appendix of the presentation, you will see calculations for the revenue and organic growth, revenue by quarter for all of the divisions, some information about seasonality, last figures, key financial point, and the financial agenda. Thank you for listening today, and thank you for your interest in Cegedim. And I'm ready to take questions.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will pause for a moment to allow everyone to signal. We will now take our first question from Michael Shane of Gilbert Dupont. Please go ahead, your line is open.
Hi, Jan-Erik. Few questions, if I may. Can you just tell us what's the trend in the number of medical sales reps for this Q2 or maybe the H1 on a year-on-year basis? Second question, can you tell me why you're still anticipating an improvement of your operating margin, whereas you change your sales guidance from +2% to stability? I understand there's it's only a postponement of order intakes and there's also the cost-cutting plan, but is it because you were particularly cautious in your previous guidance, or are you willing to go beyond what you have budgeted in your cost-cutting plans? Third question, can we have more color on the 1K sales growth from this Q2? Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you for the question, Michael. So first, on the medical reps trends, we'll have exact figures for the first half of this year in coming days, but already what we have seen is stabilization in countries like France and U.S., and still a small decrease in countries like Germany, Spain, Italy. So roughly we are minus maybe 3% on this mature country. So really nothing compared to a minus 10 or minus 12% that we have seen last year on the same period. So really we see that mature countries are at the end of this big trend of decrease. But we'll give more colors on this on September when we'll have the complete figure for the first half of this year. For the improvement of margin, we're still on our target. We're really saying that the main reason for the decrease of revenue in the first half of this year is just a postpone of order for the first division, CRM Strategic Data. This is for market research. And we have called all our salespeople, they ask at the pharma company, and they get the same answer. We'll have some order in the second half of the year. So we are very confident to see some recovery on the first division regarding the orders. And for market research, we have the cost all over the year, and when we make a sales, we make a margin. So this is really, really related to the moment when we make sales. So we expect this recovery on revenue from market research will help us to increase margin, and we also have also the positive impact from the cost-cutting measure. We continue to control our cost, so this is why we feel confident for margin at the group level and for the second division. Sorry, I forgot the second division. It's also the fact that this is really a postpone of some orders. We have some delay. Deliver our software to some doctors in France, part of this in Simply Vital. So we expect also to see some recovery, and we already have seen some recovery in July, so we're confident for the second sector. So all of this gives us that we still, even if we see a little less revenue, that we'll still have an improvement of margin, 50 basis points. We're still confident on this. On 1K, I would say we have a growth around 5% in the second quarter.
Okay.
On revenue.
Hello?
Yeah.
Can I have just a last question, which is linked to the second one? Is it because there's a mix effect that we should anticipate on the H2, as you will have a very strong growth from market cities? Is that because market cities have much better gross margin than the rest of the segment?
No, they have a good margin. But one keep the higher margin on the segment.
Okay.
So if I need to rank, I will say one key the first one, then maybe compliance, market research, and CRM. To just to rank the margin on all this.
Okay, thanks.
We will now take our next question from Navan Thai of Bank of America. Please go ahead.
Hi all. Can you please comment again on the timing of the market research that is going to be postponed to the second half, whether you have agreement that are signed already, and which of Q3 or Q4 is it postponed to, you would think? And then a follow-up question on the latest trends you are seeing on the number of medical reps. Did you say 3% in major countries generally, or just Germany and Italy? Thank you.
Yeah. So on timing for market research, we do not have any agreement because, you know, market research is something discretionary. The pharma company just buy off some of them, and we have 3 weeks to deliver this market research. So. Between the moment the pharma company tells us I will buy something, then we have 3 weeks before billing them and receiving money. But what we know is it's really that pharma company explain us that they have made a change, and this is why we're talking about change in seasonality for market research, that now they're really buying less market research in the first half of the year. And if we compare, this happened also last year for some reason, and more in the second half. And we are very confident to see this recover for market research in the second half, partially in Q3, but more in Q4, so by the end of the year. Now, for the healthcare professional division, you will see recovery already for in Q3 because we already have some orders and some delivery done in July. So for the second division, I expect to see a strong increase of sales in Q3 and then a normal Q4. And for CRM and strategic data, this will be more spread between Q3 and Q4 on recover for market research. And the 3% decrease is more for all mature countries in terms of medical reps.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Nan.
We will now take our next question from San Diego Afro of Imperial Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Enric. A follow-up question on the market research. So what are the structural reasons why now your customers are postponing to Q2 the use of your market research? If they haven't used it in Q1, why they need it in Q2? And do you think we will see this new trend in seasonality going well, continuing also over the next years?
Yeah, so the postponing is really from the first half of the year to the second half of the year. They have bought some of them in Q1, but do not explain why they bought some of Q1. What we're really seeing is postponed from, normally we have a strong June figures. In June we're selling a lot of market research, and then in November and December. And this was because at the end of June you want to reorganize at the half year figure, for your half year figures, reorganize your sales team, see what's happened, etc. What we've seen is really that pharma company do not really on this kind of market research at the end of June, and they're buying this more in September, October. So, and this shift I think will continue next year and over the next year, so we'll still have a smaller first half on CRM and a stronger second half, mainly due to this market research. So it's more a secular trend to see more sales in the second half than in the first one. Coming back to the reason, it's not really clear, but what we see is that some of this market research is more related to reorganizing sales force of operation, etc., and it's not happening now in the first half and second half, but only in the second half. But in terms of volume, as we have new market research, etc., we expect to be able to have the same volume in terms of revenue of market research.
Okay, and do you see any parallel between the trend this year and what happened last year in Q2 in terms of sales?
Yeah. Last year we've been surprised by the June figures. We're thinking just that pharma companies in France and US have just stopped buying market research because of the euro crisis, because of the financial situation, etc., blah, blah, blah. And what we have seen this year is exactly the same. Pharma company buying less market research in June, less than anticipated. So maybe last year was not only related to the Eurozone crisis and the financial situation, but more already the beginning of this shift in seasonality. And this happened again this year in June. So I think we'll see again this next year. So we'll just have to change a little. For the full year figures, this changed nothing. But in terms of seasonality between the first half and the second half, this means there will be changes. This means also that Q3, that January is very small in terms of revenue and profit, will be much stronger this year in terms of profit and revenue than last year, for example. So we're just dealing with this kind of seasonality.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question comes from Olivier Cabaret of Alcentra. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. Could you remind us what's the free cash flow forecast for the year, please?
We still expect to generate something between 20 and 30 million euro of free cash. So this was the expectation at the end of the first quarter, and we still maintain the same expectation today, between 20 and 30 million free cash for the full year.
Okay, great, thank you. And could you just give us a little bit of color on the change of working capital quarter over quarter, please, and seasonality, and how is this change or postponement affecting this, please? Thank you.
So in the past, we have roughly a positive change in working capital in the first quarter and negative one in the second one. So for the first half of the year, we've been a little negative, so we need more working capital in the first half and less in the second half. And at the end of the year, we've been flat compared to last year. Excluding specific event like factoring or refinancing, etc. For this year, you have seen that we have a quite strong positive decrease of need for working capital in the first quarter. In the second one, before this change of seasonality, you will see more need for working capital. So I think that in the second quarter, you will see even an increase of this need for working capital in the second quarter due to the trend of seasonality, so will be quite negative at the end of the first half and much more positive in second half, but will still be flat at the end of the year.
Okay, thank you.
So do the changes are exaggerated between Q3 and Q4?
Thank you.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We will now take our next question from Robin Jenner of MedLife. Please go ahead.
Hello. Are you able to tell me what the revenue is that relates to market research in the first half? And how much it's declined over the previous year.
Yes, of course, but this is a very specific question, and we're never giving this level of detail, even if
well,
I have the level of detail, of course.
Yeah. But just, I mean, our, I mean, because it's hard to interpret the figures, because, you know, the way you've talked about CRM is, you know, people are using more data, positive, more compliance, positive, EM, positive, a small drop in medical reps, but only in mature markets. So it's very hard to really work out what the underlying business is doing. And the concern for me is that it, because it's November, December, you need only need a small amount of slippage and we'll be back to the same point at the year end with you saying things were delayed, you know, and slipped into January for market research. So can you give any breakdown of CRM, you know, core and market research, so that we can get a little more comfort that the core is reasonably solid?
Yeah, so the first, this drop in revenue, it's from two sectors. I would like to precise it. First, from CRM and strategic data, and second, from healthcare professional, who are just flat, where we expect to be to see grow by 5%. So this means roughly that from healthcare professional, we have postponed of around €10 million. So we have less €10 million in second quarter, and you will see this €10 million in Q3.
Yeah.
And this is quite certain because this is just a delay of delivering software to doctor in France.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more that. So this is the first. So on this, we are really confident, and for the Q3 figures, that will be released, of course, in end of November, but you will see already a strong increase of revenue from healthcare professionals. The second big reason was from CRM and strategic data. Of course, we have, say, around 3% maybe decrease from the CRM. The CRM, it's around €200 million for the full year, around figures. So this means if you have something like 3%, it's minus €6 million. And the remaining part is really from market research. When on market research, it's more it's a double-digit decrease, and it's quite a heavy decrease that we have seen in June, roughly the same level as last year. And but all, again, you will see some compensation already, some increase in Q3 in terms of revenue from market research.
Okay.
And you will see that the margin is not impacted in the same way as last year. Last year we had this decrease of revenue, and this translates to a decrease of EBITDA roughly of the same level. But this was before we implement our cost-cutting measure, the second plan.
Mm-hmm.
This plan is implemented. You have seen the impact, the positive impact, that EBITDA increased by 24% in the first quarter of this year. So you will, again, excluding the decrease, you will have seen some increase of EBITDA due to this cost-cutting measure. We continue to control our cost, and you will see this when we release the P&L figures, earnings. So on CRM, we already have see less decrease of EBITDA due to this cost-cutting measure already implemented. And in Q3, you will already see some recovery on this, but and even more in the second division, healthcare professional.
Okay. Can I just clarify what you said there? You said CRM is $200 million for the year or for the half?
For the year. So this
for
is
the year.
Yeah, and market research, it's around €120 million for the full year.
Okay. Right. Okay. Okay.
A small €100 million, it's for one key.
Okay. And so if you're saying that around €6 million reduction in CRM per annum, so 3 million and a half, so you're saying 20 million reduction, and that's all market research in the half? Because it's 237 to 214.
It's
all market research. Okay.
Majorities, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Good, right, I just, you know, okay.
Market research. And from this calculation, 20, you will see already some recover in Q3 from this part.
Okay, right, okay.
But
thank
you. But you will not see a decrease of our EBITDA by 20 million euros.
No, I understand that. It's just... It's a sort of,
and this
as
is
a previous as a previous questioner said, it's a bit of sort of déjà vu to this time last year, you know, and you know, you seem to be on a better in a better place in Q1, so that's a concern. But thanks for your spitting out the figures somewhat.
Yeah, okay. It's maybe a déjà vu for revenue, but this will not be a déjà vu for the EBITDA.
Yes, okay,
it's
yes.
Different
good.
Compared
yes.
to last year, and you just have to look on the first quarter revenue, but now we really see a per quarter.
Yeah.
And also in Q3, you will see this recovery, and thanks to the fact that we release on the quarter figures now, you will not have to wait until February next year to see this.
Yeah. Great, okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions over the telephone.
So thank you for listening for this conference today. Let me close this presentation by just again saying the main reason for the decrease of revenue in second quarter is really a postponement of order from CRM and Strategic Data Division and from Healthcare Professional Division. You will see the part of this recovery already in Q3. You will see that the impact on EBITDA will be quite smaller than last year. And we still are confident to see the full year to be flat for the full year in terms of revenue, but an increase of 50 basis points at the operating margin level. Thank you for listening, and if you have any other further questions, you can send me an email. Thank you. Bye.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.